Philip Semple Pierre as the deserting curate. Today's date is 01/25/2025. Dictation is for Miss Miriam Hobson. Hobson spells H O B S O N. Miriam spells M I R I A M. Date of birth is 08/19/1949. 75-year-old female here for routine follow up. Period. Next paragraph. Miss Hobson has a history of opioid use disorders and Suboxone. Also, history of anxiety, hypertension, hypothyroidism. Is there a follow-up for these conditions on medication refill? She states since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's adult oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. SAT is 95% of mean blood pressure is 111 over 66, pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. HEANT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, none distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period, next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucus or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period, next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well, with no anthalgic gait, period, next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, medication refill. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. The following tests were done today. Urine drug screen. Is negative for unauthorized substances, but positive for Suboxone when she takes as part of this program. Next line, PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware doesn't support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was over labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. She declined, stated that she was not prepared to have labs drawn today. However, she said she will come back another day just to have a labs drawn, period. The next paragraph, patient's medication will refill as follows. Citalopram, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 30 days, number 330. Next medication, levothyroxine, 0.05 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Suboxone, 2/0.5 milligrams, sublingual film, 1 film sublingual daily for 30 days, number 330. No refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.